This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thanks for staying with us here on The Morning Run. You're with Lynn, Roshan and Noel. 7:18 in the morning at the 24th of February.
It is the 24th of Wednesday. That's what it is.
And in about half an hour, we're going to be out talking about your flight ticket refunds with aviation industry expert Khair Mirza of Modalis Infrastructure Partners, Inc. We're also running a poll on the subject on the BFM Twitter account. Roshan, what are we asking our listeners?
We're asking you, in the past 1 year, have you successfully gotten refunds for disrupted flights? And tell us your experience. Right now, 6% said yes, cash refund. 33% say yes, but in credits. 18% say they're still waiting. And 42% say not applicable to me.
All right, so do continue to let us know on the poll what your answer is. But in the meantime, let's talk about 5G, because the government recently announced that the provision of 5G infrastructure in the country will be led by a government-owned entity and regulated by MCMC. So Communications Minister Datuk Saifuddin Abdullah said the Finance Ministry Incorporated will be issued a license to roll out 5G network infrastructure in the country through a special purpose vehicle.
A total of 15 billion ringgit will be invested over a period of 10 years to implement this 5G network. There will be no change in ownership of the SPV for 10 years after the award. I guess this gives some form of stability. But interestingly, there will also be no auction process for the 5G spectrum allocation.
The government has also said that the rollout of 5G in the country is expected to begin in the fourth quarter of this year. And the move to allocate spectrum to the SPV for 5G spectrum has surprised the market. Even though all the mobile players had conducted trials and hoped for the spectrum to roll out 5G. And now these players will be reduced to becoming essentially service providers for 5G, effectively leasing the network infrastructure from MOF Inc.
Now, on the flip side, they won't have to invest in the infrastructure rollout, which might justify the commercial returns from 5G. But the question still remains, is this a viable plan for the country's 5G ambitions? For more on this morning, we're speaking with Alexander Wong, managing editor and co-founder of the tech news portal Soya Chinchow, who's on the line with us for some comments. Alex, thanks so much for joining us today. So what are your thoughts on the government handling the 5G implementation on its own via an SPV?
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me here. I think the move to form a special government entity just for 5G rollout is quite unusual, because if you look around global markets, most countries award the licenses and spectrum directly to the telcos or small consortium. Countries such as South Korea, US, Thailand, UK, and Singapore, they typically award the spectrum through an auction or a bidding process. With this SPV, which is parked under the Ministry of Finance, it appears that the government wants to get their hands into the telco business. Is this the right move? I'm not totally sure. In the previous administration, the MCMC had proposed having a consortium that consists of private companies and multiple groups of consortiums can actually bid for the spectrum. So only one will be chosen. But there are key benefits of having a single entity. So number one is that the spectrum can be used more efficiently. There's no duplication of networks, and the 5G rollout can be done faster in a more cost-effective manner. But so the thing is, instead of a private-driven approach, suddenly this is driven by the government. And going back to the 15 billion that was mentioned earlier, and it's going to be rolled out across a period of 10 years, the question is, how did they get that 15 billion ringgit figure? Because according to the 5G Task Force report that was released by the MCMC in early 2020, the overall cost to upgrade the network to 5G is about 7 to 8 billion. So this 15 billion is almost double. And at the time of right now, MOF hasn't provided extra details about this entity and which will handle the spectrum and infrastructure. So how will this be funded? Is there any participation from the private sector? And also the biggest question is, who is going to do the actual 5G infrastructure work? The government has to appoint somebody, and it isn't clear if they're going to appoint a single telecommunication giant, or will it be a joint effort with different telcos and infrastructure providers?
Alex, on that note then, mobile players will now be allocated the spectrum, as we've said, instead of having to bid for it. Do you have any idea whether this is being well received by the telcos, especially since now they don't have to invest in the infra?
Well, I don't have the exact sentiments from the telcos, but what I can see is that from this approach, the government is basically telling the telco guys, hey, you don't need to worry about investing in 5G. We'll take care of that. While at the same time, telcos have to be focused on meeting their general targets to improve their 4G coverage. So with this SPV, it also means that all telcos will get equal access to 5G. And just to make it clear, the spectrum isn't actually allocated to the telco. It's assigned to the SPV. So telcos will gain access through a wholesale agreement. So this is somewhat similar to what you see from the MVNOs. They don't own the network, but you can get access to it through the wholesale agreement. So what this means is that regardless if it's Maxis, Cellcom, Digi, or U-Mobile, all players will get the same 5G coverage because all of them are tapping the same network. And this could mean that telcos will not be able to shout having the widest coverage or faster speed. And of course, the possible concern here is that will they be lacking competition in terms of the network coverage expansion? At the moment, we don't have any coverage targets for 5G. So like, for example, how much population coverage is Malaysia target to achieve by 2022 or 5 years or 10 years down the line? So that isn't clear right now. And for me, is that one thing about this approach is that it will actually benefit the smaller players who don't have deep pockets to invest in 5G. And since the 5G network and the coverage are the same for everyone, the telcos are basically told to just focus on the service. And to win customers, they probably had to compete in terms of pricing, device, and content bundling.
Okay, so the Malaysian government is basically undertaking this under its own purview. The Singapore government, however, went the private route. So I think Singtel established a company, Netlink, and then they listed it. So Singtel became a minority shareholder there. So Netlink will build and operate and own the 5G network. Do you think that will be the better approach, making it a private entity instead of a government-owned one?
For me, is if it's private entity, at least there's some form of competition of some sorts. And then also in Singapore, because there are different license holders, so there's an element of competition between different providers.
Now, Alex, what are your thoughts as well on how affordable 5G would be, particularly since it is now being leased from the government?
Well, the affordability, it really depends on the wholesale price, which MCMC says that they will be ensured that it's fair to all telcos. Comparing this with the traditional way of auctioning spectrum to individual telcos, the cost in theory right now should be lower since the MCMC is going to award the spectrum directly to the SPV. And this cost savings should be passed on to the consumers. So since there's no longer a need to invest heavily upfront for 5G, this should reduce some pressure on the telcos. But the thing is, even though the SPV is a government entity, the MCMC has assured that there'll be policies in place to ensure that there's no anti-competition behavior and the pricing is fair. But since there's no differentiation in coverage, I think there might be a price war to offer the best value for money. And I will see that telcos might be pushing hard on converged services such as bundling it with fiber and content to attract more customers.
So this brings up the question, right? I mean, with the government being involved directly in the 5G build-out, really, would you say that this is a step forward or an affirmation towards the internet being considered a utility by the government in the near future?
I think might not be necessary because, okay, I think that 5G implementation and treating internet as a utility are both important, but they are two separate things. I believe the previous administration have been pushing internet as a basic right. And in December, the Penang state government has announced that fiber optic access is made mandatory in all new buildings and development in the state. And in terms of the current administration and MCMC, they are already pushing hard to get more states to treat internet as a third utility after electricity and water. And this was way before the My Digital was announced. I understand that MCMC has been in close touch with state governments to explain the challenges and to come up with solutions to overcome these issues. And I think during the MCO, most of us have heard stories about students struggling to get mobile signal, putting themselves at risk. And the MCMC had to step in to help telcos to speed up the approvals with the local government so that they can set up towers in a shorter time. And it is well known that some local state governments are seen as obstacle, not just to set up new towers, but also to lay fiber cables.
Thanks so much for speaking with us this morning, Alex. That was Alexander Wong, Managing Editor and Co-Founder of tech news portal Soya Chinchou, giving us his thoughts on the government's decision to tackle the 5G implementation on its own terms via an SPV. What were some of your thoughts there, listening to what Alex had to say, Noel?
Yeah, so, well, the Malaysian government is going to undertake this venture of building the network. Singapore actually took a different approach. They parked it under Singtel and then Singtel listed the company, so it's called Netlink, and you can actually buy into that company. So I kind of like that model, I feel, because you know there will be more accountability when you're a public listed company, then you will be more accountable. But understandably, Malaysia is a much bigger country than Singapore, and there are parts, rural areas that needs to be connected, and you might not be able to get the returns so quickly when you are trying to connect rural areas.
I'm torn on this, right? On one part, the government owning the spectrum essentially, and then just leasing leasing it off to telcos will help with the rollout in terms of the cost of the telcos, but also impossible pricing, because as he noted, it's going to come down. We thought the competition for pricing was bad before this. It's going to get even more tighter after this. But it also, I mean, this also means that the government's going to be in charge of the rollout and the spending and the procurement, which are then all these different gaps for for accountability, right? If there was less of a trust deficit, I think people would be more open to this, because having it under a private company or a listed company, profit becomes the motive as opposed to the rollout itself. So yeah, I'm torn on this.
So we'll be bringing you more updates on this as we get them ourselves. But right now we're about to head into the 7:30 news bulletin. And then up next, speaking about the rise in US Treasury yields with Joe Kalish, Chief Global Macro Strategist at Ned Davis Research. That's happening after the news. So keep it here. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.